Welcome to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club. The first rule of Fife Club is...
I don't give a fuck about it today. It's all snow. Hooray!
All right.
So, we've got a short, sharp episode for you lovely folks out there because we are doing it on Skype thanks to Snowmageddon or hashtag Beast from the East. So, let's get on with it. With my chilled self, Kutch, today is our intrepid reporter from the Bells at Pitcarthy, Dunfermline. It's Jamie.
Hello.
And our very own Pingu, reporting from the bottom half of Dunfermline town, it's Mark.
The St. Leonard's area, but yeah, I'm here. Pingu, love it. Love it.
And from central Dunfermline comes an abominable ginger snowman, that's Dave.
Previously Watering Hole fame.
And all the way from the icy barren tundra that is Oakley, it's James.
It's getting dark here. Pray for me.
It's always dark there.
It's Oakley. So, yeah, we are currently having to do this on Skype, as I said, because of Snowmageddon. It's been pretty shit. I was sent home from work early today. I believe some folk didn't get to work and some others here worked from home. Would that slow things up?
Yeah, I worked from home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, also went snowboarding at lunchtime.
Oh. This is my day off, so I didn't get the enjoyment of phoning in and saying, look, I can't come in, I'm snowed in. Like, oh, that is a dream. But is... I can't. I had a day off, so I was like, well.
Well, I went
It's great, but it's not the same.
I went all the way into my work to find that if I'd actually just checked my phone just before I left the house, I would have found out that I didn't need to go into work because there were seven phone
calls. Shit.
But I went in and did an hour's worth of work and then came back, so I...
Do you know that thing about you not checking, Kutch?
Yeah.
That's karma, because you're a terrible person.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
All right, Glenn Hoddle.
I'm just going to go and cry into my lovely Williams Joker that I have here. So, anyway... We're going to do some short, sharp reports coming straight from the sort of centre of the kingdom, because that's what we consider Dunfermline to be, although it's not actually the centre. That's Glenrothes, but nobody cares about Glenrothes. So, Jamie, give us some news.
Well, I went out on an expedition earlier to the small Tesco's in Aberdour Road. The big one was obviously out of reach. Managed to get some fags from my dad, some coffee, some beer, some Birds and the Bees, and some Joker, actually, speaking of. Saw someone had tragically lost a multi-pack of French fries on the way back. I couldn't pick it up, though, because what if they came looking for it and that's all we're going to be able to eat for like 3 days?
So, this is no game, Jamie. This is a battle of survival. You need to take that.
Oh yeah, help push a guy up the hill with his car. It was crazy.
I thought you just helped push a guy up the hill, whether he wanted to go up or not.
Yeah,
the struggle is real.
This freezing beast from East ain't frigid. He's fisting us, fingering us fastidiously forever. That's right. That's some quick and dirty storm-based
It's a throbber of a storm.
Throbbing.
I didn't use throbbing. It's so obvious.
Jap's eye of the storm.
Urethral exterior meteus, actually, James, is what we prefer to technically call it.
Sounds absolutely riveting and like it's maybe a Mad Max style world up in Pitcarthy, but more I think what I'm concerned about is how is the St. Leonard's area and the lower half of the town, Mark?
Well, as people keep telling me today, Kutch, it's snowing. Unfortunately, I don't know that it's snowing because I'm so sick of people stating the fucking obvious that I spend the morning scraping my own eyes out with rusty pennies this morning. So, in fairness, I was a total snow non-believer. Like, I've had enough. I lived in London for long enough. People going, "Oh, it's snowing. Uh-huh. God. Oh, can we go into work today? Oh," that it just gave me this kind of feeling about snow, which is shut up, you fucking pussies. But actually, in fairness, it is quite snowy. And in fact, I'll give you a live report now. Uh-huh. I am outside right now with my head out of the window. and I can feel the beast from the east caressing my body. Right now.
Is that Roman Polanski?
You're not even asleep.
No, it is genuinely pretty darn cold. I had a similar snow day to Jamie, actually. I've pushed a car. I went to do an elderly neighbour's shopping as well. Not throwing a snowball, but did go snowboarding. So, yeah, all good.
Man, I want to go snowboarding.
Well, I'm still really tempted to do the Neuro or Townhill if it gets bad overnight. And then that might be worthwhile doing.
This is what
Penman, how's your triple cork 1620?
Oh, Jamie, I can barely even carve anymore. So, you know, I went down, I carved like three times, and then that was me at the bottom. And I was like, ah, that was fun. Didn't really quite get the speed I was hoping for. Ladies like quivering as I go past. Hell, look at that cool guy. What? He's in his 30s and snowboarding through Dunfermline down centre.
Yeah, snowboarding in your mid-30s. Oh, dear.
What? Is that guy single? Yeah, that's what they said.
Yes.
Lol.
Well, you know, that's really good, and I'm glad that you've managed to get out on your snowboard and you made it up to the public park. But while we're up in the public park area, let's move a little bit further along to some central Dunfermline town. Dave, what is the weather like?
It's been snowing today, Kutch. I wasn't sure if anyone else was too aware of that one. But, yeah, I basically spent the day by judging it when I woke up this morning and thinking, will I make it to Livingston? I think the answer was yes, but then getting back from there would have been an entirely different story. So me and Charlotte set off into the wilderness. A guy was struggling up the hill in his car. We ignored him. And from there we went to Tesco, and that's been it. We've kind of barricaded ourselves outside, taken many videos and gone, oh, that's heavier than it was before. And yeah, as it is just now, still snowing. So, cheers,
you're
February.
You're one of those state the obvious cunts. I can see that.
I pride myself on it. No, but all in all, it's been a bit of a snowy day, but it's fuck all compared to 2010. And as for Beast from the East, I don't know, I haven't seen it kill anyone yet.
Well, 2010 really was the big one, though, wasn't it? I remember, like,
days, didn't it?
I know, a foot and a half of snow as I walked to work.
And it was, there was, was like, because, like, the, you know, the ploughs had come through and whatnot, they'd, you know, moved big piles of snow to the side of the road. And then there were still, like, chunks of snow sitting at the start of April that year, because it had just taken so long for those big piles to melt down. That's kind of how bad it was. It was crazy.
See, talking about people dying, I remember at high school, I probably was in, I think, fourth year, and saying Mr. Blackwood, geography teacher, fantastic folkstyle guitarist.
Richard Blackwood.
Said, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's meant to be really bad snow coming. I was like, oh, that'll be great. Get a day off school, maybe do some sledging, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, that's not funny, Jamie. Old people die when there's snow. I'm like, yeah, but sir, me wishing it doesn't make it any more likely. Like, we've just had a class on probability. I didn't say that bit, but I wish I had. Fucking unbelievable. But, yeah, so yeah. People will have died. They've just not been discovered yet. Or Roger, sorry.
We need to wait for the snow to melt.
Yeah. And then there's 16 cartons of milk at their door.
Oh, Jesus. Jamie, you've got this real habit these days of doing what Mark used to do and getting really dark on us.
Old milk and stacks of fire hazard through the letterbox.
Oh, right. Dear. Right, yeah. So, anyway...
All I hear is you've laid down the gauntlet. Well, challenge accepted.
You've heard from we've heard from the back arse. You've heard from Rosyth. It's a white out. It's a bit shite. You've heard from the back arse of Dunfermline. You've heard from sort of heading towards the town. We've heard from the town centre. Now we're going to move all the way out to West Fife, to Oakley. Oh, what is that barren tundra, which is what it's like normally? What is it like now?
Well, Kutch, one would assume that there's been quite a lot of snow. And you'd be right, there's been shitloads. Apart from that, though, there's been a bit of thunder and lightning along this end as well. Like, I know we were talking earlier on about thunder with the snow, but we got full-on lightning for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we had a wee bit of lightning as well here.
I've not seen any lightning. I heard a wee bit of thunder, and then I did think that Thunder Snow would be my wrestling name.
that is tremendous.
Is that because you come incredibly quickly, Cut?
I'm not
actually
going to
Jamie,
comment on that.
He doesn't.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks.
No problem. You keep going, you hip athlete. You.
Field reporter right there. That's it. Investigative journalist Mark Penman.
I've got the story, guys. I've got a scoop.
I got a scoop for you, Johnny.
A scoop of Cutchy's gloop.
Lord, I fucking
holy shit.
But actually, that is actually true, but I only have it for scientific reasons because I'm planning to clone him. But that's fine.
I'm kind of creeped out again, but fair enough.
Don't be creeped out now, Kutch. Be creeped out when you go down to Little Asda to do your shopping. There's 11 different Kutchies at all the self-service checkouts, all look at each other.
You did have a clone that used to wander around St. Leonardsville, Penman. So you've obviously cloned yourself already. And when you said, oh, I'm in South America, but I saw someone who was clearly you in the wee Asda several times.
I think I saw about four different Penmans wandering about. I mean, I don't believe you was in South America. Or you've got clones, either that, you know.
No, I have the perfect gift of ubiquity, that's all.
Yep. Is that a pack of teenage wolves?
Anyway, I'm going to just jump in and finish off my report. Yeah. I did go on a bit of a venture around the village. I did have a wander around. It's a bit deeper at the points than I thought. I did. I mean, it's a co-op. I actually went to Baines the Bakers.
Because you're from Oakley.
We were from Oakley. We have to be punished for our sins for living in Oakley by not having a Stevens, which is a bit unfair. So I had to settle with a ham roll. I was like, I'm just going to go for a roll and come back. But then I wound up being a bit of a good Samaritan. I acted as a bit of a Sherpa for some people at the bus stop who didn't realise that the buses stopped going through the village from like yesterday afternoon.
Wow. You're there for ages.
I wish I was joking. The bus pass, I was like, are you guys waiting on the bus? It's like, yeah. You know what's not me going through the village for over a day now, right? What? Yeah, you need to go like to the main road outside the village, and even then it's hopeless. But by all means try. It's all good. But so I helped them out a little bit. I actually walked my mum down to work. That was kind of my Sherpa guide work today. It was like, help my mum go down to work, go to Baines, and then tell people that they're fucked and they're stuck in Oakley whether they like it or not.
Lovely.
And speaking to fellow villagers that I've not spoken to in a long time, as in at all, when you speak to them, you may as well be speaking Portuguese because I can't make out a thing they were saying.
Well, I've actually got some breaking news coming into me here. Hold on a second. Yes, I've got it. James, is there any truth in the rumour that the co-op in Oakley has run out of six-fingered gloves?
I can't confirm that they ran out very quickly at 7 a.m. this morning, Penman. There were masses outside the door.
Great to have you on the ground there, James.
So that's Fight Club never allowed in Oakley ever again.
I mean, it's bad enough that I'm fucked because of the weather, but now I'm going to be fucked because the whole village is going to be after me. What did you say about me?
For anybody that is listening and doesn't know, look up Oakley online. It's a lovely place. It was an ex mining town, and it's fantastic. It's you know what? It's actually set in some beautiful surroundings. Anyway,
oh, nothing.
It's basically it's pretty darn fife.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I quite like Oakley.
We've got something breaking. We are going to get a correspondent coming to us all the way from the Western Isles. Lizzie, what's the weather like up there? Snowmageddon must be horrendous.
Not a single fucking snowflake. Nothing. Everybody's like excited and off work and like playing in the snow. I swear to God, it's not even fucking cold here.
The only day of the year it's not snowing there.
Honestly, it's always terrible weather here. It's not windy. It's just a normal day. Yeah. Unlike my Facebook/Instagram/Twitter feed, which is full of all the snow in the world.
Yep, well, it's full of basically FUDs telling you that it's snowing.
Yeah, but it's really annoying because it's not snowing here and I bloody love the snow.
I don't know, it's already getting on my nerves, likes, but you did send us a lovely video and it looked like an absolutely lovely day up there.
There's been a tiny wee flutter of snow, like, well, no, it wasn't even snow, it was hailstones, but that's what we get here. We don't really get snow, we get hailstones, and then they just build up and look like snow, but it's actually hailstones. But no, I think, the only place, when I looked on the, when it was a telly report last night for the weather, and the whole of the UK was covered in cloud, apart from here, just us poking out the side.
Well, it's...
it's too many jokes here. I'm just going to leave it hanging.
Do you know when you as you're saying something, you realise? So I'm just going to make a joke out of that. But,
yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, it's fine, Lizzie, because the weather down here, you wouldn't want to be here because, you know, that snow, it's kind of throbbing down.
It's the moist, throbbing beast. Throbbing. That's a bit of a throwback for our Fife Club members here.
Well, I tell you the story of why I hate that particular terminology.
I'm not sure if I want to hear it, mate.
Please.
Yes, do it.
Do it. Get it done.
Years ago, I was reading a book. Now, I wouldn't describe myself as a prude. You know, I'm quite happy to talk about sex times. I'm certainly happy to do it, but I, you know,
and that's written on every toilet door in Stornoway.
Anyway, I was reading this book, and like I say, I'm not a prude, but I really, really do not like sex in books. I don't like the way they explain it. I don't like the language issue. I would literally rather it just sit, you know, a wee space and then went, and then they had sex, and then started again. Like that.
What if it was illustrated by Quentin Blake, though?
I have an imagination, I can find this out myself. Anyway, I was reading this book, and I mean, it was one of my usual terrible, like, awful chick lit type things that I read. And it was this lady, and she was I don't want to say older, but you know, I think retirement age, and she had bought this canal boat. Anyway. And it was a lovely book, and there was nothing untoward or unsuitable in it. And then about 3/4 of the way through, my God, turned into absolute filth. I say filth. And it used that term, those two words, which I will not say out loud.
Throbbing member.
Oh. And if you use that technology, do you know what? I never finished that book. I put that book down and I put it in the bin. I'm not reading that. Well, that's why I hate that term.
But the best part is it's now enshrined in Fife Club lore.
Yes. Can I make a point? I'm just going to jump in there and say, Lizzie, I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
100%. I don't like sex scenes in books are rubbish. Like, also, like, I just don't understand them because they're in no way reflect my personal experience. First of all, they seem to take quite a long time. There seems to be no screaming and crying involved either.
Or choking.
Yeah. What?
Or a threat.
first, There was a fantastic sex scene on TV in the series Utopia. Did any of you watch that?
No.
No.
Well, the guy who wrote that's doing the new Ian Banks thing, so it should be good. But yeah, they're basically just like all just struggling to get their clothes off while kissing each other. And,
yeah, but
and it's
normal.
Really random, and it's like it's more realistic, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody ever appears to be like absolutely mortal drunk when they have sex either, which is realistically when most of us singletons do it.
Nobody, yeah, you're right, Liz. Nobody seems to like accidentally think that they're going into the bathroom to give the little quick gentleman's wash and walk in a room that they did not expect going into. or the morning after, or the morning afterwards, no one has to check the person's post in the morning to work out where they are, so they can get an Uber home. Not an Uber, a taxi. It wasn't an Uber then.
And they also never seem to have to stop about a third of the way in because you realise you're dying of extreme thirst. But it's beautiful, though, in reality. Come on.
Yeah. So mostly it's just muscles I don't use very often that start hurting.
And dehydration due to severe alcohol poisoning. That's the only time these things happen to us at Winifred Mark.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We should definitely do a sex episode of Fight Club.
Are you saying where we have sex? I'm not sure that's really what anybody wants to hear.
I don't. Yeah, no, I think you're
actually,
right.
Actually, not me.
I don't know. I think there's some money to be made in that. I'm not condoning it.
I'm just gonna throw my hat in the ring. Like I really fancy James, so
let's get it done.
See James, when we say there's money to be made, I just had a flash from a past. I think when we were still at high school, maybe we just left and we changed Lizzie's answer phone message to Lizzie's pen for loving or something on her phone.
Was that not strange?
Because I had the standard pin. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and it was like for filthy change. Talk, press one. For sweet lesbian love, press blah de blah de blah. You didn't know for like a week or something. It was amazing.
It was weeks and weeks. My mother told me about that mess.
But sadly, stuff like this, we could sadly get some attention in our eyes, you know. Welcome to the Friday Fife Club Fuckfest, starring your favourite Fife Club stars.
Right, I'm out.
Yeah, no, I'm out now. You've done the creepy voice and now I'm out.
I'd also like to point out, I also hate sex on the radio, like in the Archers, because obviously I love the Archers, it's the greatest thing in life. But see, when they do kissing on the Archers, they obviously have to do it really noisily to make it aware that people are kissing. It's disgusting. Again, I would rather have had a narrator who just jumped in and said, and then they kiss.
Donald kissed Margaret passionately.
You're supposed to suspend disbelief, though. It's like you're supposed to listen to it. You can't listen to a real life conversation and all of a sudden goes, and then they kissed and then walk away. You know, you can't have that real thing happen.
I've got an imagination. I can work shit out like that.
Jamie, I'm thinking though, really, you and Dave kind of do that every week anyway, so all we would need to do is just record you two down on the ground doing the thing you do.
You know, that
we
was
had
raised.
A sexy man rolling session cancelled tonight. It was a shame.
Well,
this is true.
Is it? Or are we going to the pub?
Yeah, well, it was the town. Rolling.
This is where this doesn't work.
Man, the weather is very cold outside, but things are heating up on this podcast, aren't they? Jesus.
No.
Jamie's
no,
I'm cold
and uncomfortable.
And it's beautifully sunny where you are.
Well, I mean, obviously it's dark now, but yeah, it's not snowing.
It will be much darker than it is here as well, and it's pretty fucking dark here.
Yeah.
Well, no. When does it start? When do we get to the point where my nights are lighter? That's what I'm trying to say. Because
it's already light at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, a.m.
No, p.m.
It's light at 5 p.m. Well, I should hope so.
Well,
it's not fully dark here yet, and it's after.
Oh, well, it's absolutely pitch black here.
Yeah, but you've got snow in the sky. Yeah. I've got a blue sky.
This is cracking content, guys.
Yeah. But this is what we're doing. It's the weather report.
This is like a build-up to one of those sex scenes we've been talking about. Start off slow, and then just the rest of it really quick.
It's like been Mark, getting dark.
It's like eventually we're just going to get to this conversation.
Oh, yeah. It's so dark. Yeah, yeah. Is the sun going down? Like my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still daylight in there, bitch.
To reveal his throbbing member.
Oh my god, what's going on? I've lost control of this.
I think we've lost control. The beast from the east, which is clearly something the sun has used to out an Eastern European paedophile in the past, is sort of really coming home to bite us now.
Yeah,
Roman Polanski.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Roman Polanski. Yeah,
the beast from the east, Roman Polanski. Anyway.
Oh, dear me.
I'm going to ask you quickly, because we should probably do a little bit of a quick fight club. The beast from the east versus Snowmageddon 2010.
I thought you were going to see Hurricane Bob back there.
Snowmageddon 2010 was amazing. I lived in Kelso that winter, and it was knee-high snow for weeks and weeks. It was amazing. So Snowmageddon 2010 every time.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I think we've already discussed how it lasted fucking days and then months. There was still snow. It kind of kicked the arse out of this. Although, let's see how this goes. It's supposed to be better by Sunday, but...
Yeah, we're still at day one. We've still got tomorrow to get through.
Mm.
So between now and 10 a.m. Thursday, anything can happen since we're on that red warning.
Red warning, yeah.
So it's
nice. It's nice though, isn't it? Like that, you look at the whole picture of the UK and everyone goes, "Oh, snow, fucking snow," and you're like, "We live in the one bit where it's red."
Yeah. Yeah. We're a red for rubber. So
are we at the centre of a shitstorm?
Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Good.
This is the first time. This is the first time Fife has been part of something famous since that swan died of bird flu.
No comment.
Was he murdered?
No comment. So, Lizzie, you said you had one.
I got one. I thought of one just like when I was waiting to dial anything, because I figured it we would be doing weather-related Fight Club.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd go for telly weather people.
Okay.
So, going to go for good old-fashioned, and I fear he may have been involved in a Fight Club before, but I'm going to go with good bog-standard Michael Fish.
Uh-huh.
Versus... turns out he's quite a hottie front of some kind of gay life magazine. Thomas Schaffernacker.
Schaffernacker, what a man.
Schaffernacker, who's been caught multiple times sticking his fingers up and swearing on live TV. It has to be Schaffernacker.
Although, that being said, Michael Fish has a tactic of saying this is going to happen and then something completely different happens. So
it happened once in his career, but, you know, people died. So
that's exactly that. You know what I mean? Like, he may have done that deliberately. He may be like, I need to take some people out today, so I'm going to tell them weather's going to be absolutely fine. And then let it happen.
Sounds like Michael Fish is like, in 1981, no one died. In 1986, someone died.
Guys, for a second, I was like, according to James there, I mean, I was worried for a second that Fred Talbot was going to be the most frightening weatherman out there. But, oh no. No, friendly Fred? Anyone?
Was that overly friendly Fred? Sorry, he was jumped overly friendly. Island and figured people.
He also...
I misheard you.
You probably didn't, Lizzie.
My friend's
finger out.
Yeah. I was just going to say, on Fred Talbot, my apparently it was cruel, but my friend's dad was actually taught by Fred Talbot, and we were going to get him a going away present that said Fred Talbot, not my dad. But apparently that's not cool.
Is he Fred the weatherman from the map on the water?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Was he a pedo? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ian Brown, the ex-singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, was apparently one of his...
Oh, shit.
I don't know what the word is. Victims.
Wait, Ian victims. Brown from Thingy?
Yeah, from the...
Stone Roses.
Stone Roses. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I love it how none of us could remember what band he was in there. It took us a few minutes.
Yeah, but he's got the fear.
I stopped myself from saying that, Cuts. You're worse than me. You're officially worse than
That's
me.
That's enough.
And I told you, this is why you're a terrible person.
I laughed at it.
I just hope he can forget everything and remember.
No.
But then again, lads, for everything a reason.
Right, let's stop that. I lowered the bar, but Christ, guys, come on.
Sorry.
So
I'm going to call Michael Fish, I think. I'm going with the old school.
I'm going for Deadly Fish as well.
Deadly Fish all the way.
He's got ulterior motives there, so yeah, Fish. Michael Fish, he would just tell Schaffenacher a lie, and that would be it. You know, he would tell him the weather's going to be fine, and he would come up here, and the beast from the east would...
Ruin him.
Yeah, beast him.
The Fish has mastered the art of surprise. He really has. He genuinely has. Yeah.
Is he not brown breed though?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's.
Well, that would really be a surprise, wouldn't it? Zombie Michael Fish coming back to kill Tommy Schaffer.
Definitely alive. That's another one of his tricks. He's coming for you.
All Schaffer's got is like a couple of V's that he'll fire up at Michael Fish. Yeah. And, you know, that's no defense.
I'm going for Schaffenacker. I'm going for Schaffenacker because he's got a mean streak. He works out. You know, he's been on that cover of that magazine. He's
quite buff these days.
But he's not a thinking man's man, Jamie. He's not a tactical thinker.
Although, he is a gay icon. He has the entire gay community behind him. So, does Michael Fish?
Michael Fish has God, the weather.
Dave, who are you going for?
I'm Michael Fish all the way. He's got experience and hurricanes on his side, so
that's a fair point.
Nothing worse than surprise hurricanes. Let's think about this.
Fantastic football team.
They have the champion spirit, Jamie.
Oh, congratulations!
I was going to say there's 11 of them. I.
Oh, and just on the storms, I never called my one. I think I'm going to go for this storm. Because instead of Snowmageddon, because this one is speeding up global warming a lot with the Arctic. Bringing us closer to our inevitable doom. So it's good in my book.
I'm also going to go for this storm as well, because there's a lot of millennials who are looking back at the storm of 2010 and being offended by all the snowflakes. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What a bunch of melts. Anyway.
Yes.
What a great intro. Well, will we bring that to a close, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
This has been a really good show for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, it's been nice and quick and dirty, but actually been a lot longer than we intended. So fair enough.
Much like... I guess.
No.
I had a joke there and I backed out. I'm not going to go with it. I'm going to be polite.
Gosh, I have a motto if you're wanting one.
Oh, I was going to do one as well, but then you go for it. You go for your
motto. I thought that was mine and Dave's job, but okay.
Well, I was going to actually surprise...
Or mine, for that matter.
I was going to surprise Lizzie, but do you know what? Let's do a round of mottos. So, it brings us to that time of the evening where I have to ask, Jamie, what's your motto?
If there's a red do not travel unless absolutely necessary snow warning, it's okay to go for snow pints, which we're about to do.
Fair enough. And Mark, what's your motto?
I was going to see if everyone would join in with this one. It's a bit like it's a bit call and response. Here we,
Here we go. Snow. Fucking snow. Oh my god.
Yeah, right, good luck trying to do calling in union on Skype, guys. Have fun with that.
Yeah, no,
that really didn't work at all.
Yeah. Well, the person who works on video conference every day and knows that wasn't going to work.
I'm sure the listeners will love every moment of that.
That's if you want to see Lizzie video conferencing, that's Lizzie's hotline on
Lizzie Hall, House of Pain.
Well, I am now going to ask James, what's your motto?
If you are in the middle of the Oakley area and you want to make yourself a quick buck, knit yourself some six fingers gloves. You'll make a ton.
Oh, your bars are what, mate? Your bars.
You know, in for a penny, in for a pound.
You're going to find your body on Saturday morning somewhere in Oakley.
We'll make it to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, totally. Just before I go through anybody else, we're going to be at Comic-Con on Saturday.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah, look, are putting up the marquees. Louise was on Radio 4 this morning on Women's Hour promoting it. They are going for it. And you know what? We'll be there.
Well, so played to them.
Come see us. It should be a good day. We'll be there for maybe an hour or two, see how things go. But yeah, we will record a show and bring it to you next Friday from there. And somebody's now microwaving something, by the sounds of it. Popcorn or something. But hey,
I was getting spring onions out of the fridge, sorry.
Oh, the powers of Skype. So, Dave, what's your motto?
At this point in time, it would probably need to be, if you are driving to work tomorrow and you hit a particularly bad corner, it's best to accelerate. Just go as fast as you can and you'll get round that no bother at all.
Oh, brilliant advice from Fife Club there, people.
Saves your brakes. Saves your brakes, man. Saves them.
And all the way from the Western Isles, a reporter in the north. Lizzie, what is your motto?
Well, I don't have a snow motto because it's not fucking snowing. So maybe just, you know, if you don't like the snow, that's cool. Come and live in the Western Isles because it doesn't fucking snow here.
Today.
That was less a motto and more primal scream therapy. But
yeah, I detected an undercurrent of bitterness.
I could give you I'll give you a proper one. When you're driving in the snow, braking distance does increase to up to 10 times, so just brake a little bit earlier.
Or accelerate.
Or accelerate. Or, actually, you probably shouldn't brake at all. Change down the gear. There you go.
Remember also to not pump your brakes because you're...
Because that's sick.
Your ABS will kick in, but instead of pumping them, you should maybe just make sure that they're throbbing.
Oh!
So anyway, I can clearly hear that Mark's got his spring onions and is now cutting them with a pair of scissors. So I think it's time to call this an evening.
Sorry, guys.
He's a Foley artist who's a struggling Foley artist, Coach.
It was a tearful goodbye from Penman Mills into things.
If anybody wants to hire a new upcoming Foley artist, Mark Penman.
I don't know what one is, but frankly, yeah.
I don't know what that is either. I'm so glad you said that, Mark. I've no idea.
Yeah. £100 an hour, though. I can learn everything, really.
Well, thanks very much, guys, for joining me on this sort of shabble together Skype conversation. And Fife fans, we will see you next week.
Or we'll be today dead.
Yeah. Bye. Good night.
Big love to yous.
Is that all right?
That's fine. I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty darn well.
Hello.
Turn off the laptop.
Hello.
How am I sounding?
You're sounding all right, yeah.
Sweet.
Sorry,
you sound like a cunt.
How are you, slides?
Hey!
How's it going? Peter, did you guys know it's snowing outside?
I'd heard.
Let's get on it. Right, okay. Three. Actually, can we get a bit of silence very quickly? Ah, fuck it. Right, let's go.
Guys, I've also got some sudden news breaking from me again here.
Yeah?
It's snowing.
It's snowing. Oh my.
Thank God you were here.
I was going to say, hello, Vice, this is Stornoway calling.